The following audio may contain the personal testimonials of some independent Optavia coaches or clients of Optavia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to healthy living and weight loss will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. In addition, this audio may contain income or earnings representations of some independent Optavia coaches. Optavia makes no guarantee of financial success. Success with Optavia results from successful sales efforts, which requires hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, and leadership. Please see the Optavia Income Disclosure Statement for statistics on actual earnings of coaches under the U.S. Compensation Plan, which differs from the International Compensation Plan. Yours in health, the Optavia team.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to our Monday night Optavia business call. Very excited tonight. I first want to welcome all our first-time viewers. This call is designed for everyone in our Optavia community to come together on Monday night and celebrate the amazing things we're doing to help the world be a healthier and help with well-being as well. So tonight, we're going to focus on something very, very important. It's how we transform lives. It's how we help people move forward and truly make a difference. Most people right now are rudderless. You know, the changes occurred for them. They really don't have mentorship. They really don't have the guidance. So tonight, I first want to welcome Integrated Presidential Director, JC Dornick. JC, how are you this evening?
Fantastic. So good to be here, Dr. Ray. How are you?
I'm awesome. In fact, if it's any better, I'd have to be twins.
So are we ready to rock?
Yeah, let's do it.
Awesome. So first of all, good to see everybody here tonight. I'm not going to ask you to put anything in the chat because I can see it's already happening. All I can say is that what a long, strange trip it's been. This is going to be a special night. We're going to be talking about something that I'm super passionate about because I'm a product of it. But I'm going to tee off our first speaker on this concept of awakening potential and transforming masterfully. And I'm going to introduce you to the amazing Susan Lavelle. Susan and I have a little bit of Optavia history together, meaning we grew up together. We've seen each other transform masterfully over the years. I remember back in Sundance, Susan and I did a role playing about signing up coaches or clients or something, and it was just so much fun. But I have so much respect for all of you, and I'm super proud of all of us. But I've had the opportunity to watch Susan just completely transform in this masterful program. So I'm going to let ladies go first, and I'm going to kick it off to you, Susan, and let's hear a little bit about awakening potential and transforming masterfully.
Awesome. Yeah, no, I remember that moment. Hi, everybody. I'm Susan. And I actually remember when we were training together at a convention, and we were really big on us coordinating our outfits. And what makes me just kind of even giggle about that is when I started, I knew where I wanted. Like, I had drive, I knew what I wanted, but you know what I didn't know is I didn't know who I was, right? Like, I really didn't know who I was. So I talked about a lot of these weird extrinsic things. And I too am a product of awakening potential and transforming masterfully. And transformation gets me excited. It's what I'm personally committed to. It's what I commit to with the people that we partner with. And what I think I love about transformation is it's just our destiny. It's all over the place. Like, if you just walk out in nature, transformation is happening everywhere. Like, you don't even have to believe it's going to happen. It's kind of like gravity, right? It's part of this process that we're all on. And so I think the easiest way for us to all see it where we've seen it is the transformation of like the butterfly, right? But it starts out as this like pathetic little caterpillar, like tiny little legs, right? And it like, it probably has no idea, nor does it believe it would ever fly. Like, it's like, it can't even jump, right? And they're kind of creepy. I mean, people are not buying caterpillars to release at their wedding. They're not like, bring in the caterpillars, right? Like, that would be a very weird like scenario, but people pay money to have like the butterflies come because we love after the transformation process. We love like the after, but to go from the little caterpillar to the butterfly, there is some pressure. You know, we talk a lot about the obstacle is the way, right? Or the adversity that we have to go through. And I'm pretty sure when the caterpillar gets into that place, right? I've never been a caterpillar, but I'm sure when it's sitting there, it's thinking like, I think I took a wrong turn. Like, I think I'm on the wrong path. Because can you imagine, like, now the legs are gone. You have to get rid of a season to create a new season. And I know for myself, like, we got to a place in our journey where things felt really hard. They felt really hard. Like, we felt that pressure. We felt that adversity. We felt that obstacle. And when things feel hard, we can feel like we need to change. Like, it's sometimes for us just like, well, this is getting hard. I think I need to go do something new. Or my marriage is hard. I think I need a new one of those, or, you know, or whatever this church feels this, you know, I need to change churches. I need to change this, change that. And I think what I've found is the only way to get through the transformation is to go through it. And what I needed to change for me was really my attitude. Or my mindset was really what needed to change. It wasn't about bopping around and changing that. And so what I love is as we start to change our mindset and we change our attitude and we start showing up really like pursuing the transformation, you know, like now, like, have you ever just looked at even a little pathetic little caterpillar? And it's so fun to be like, you have wings. Like, you don't even know it, but you have wings. And that's what we get to do for people, is we get to see that in them and call that out, like, in them, and we get to awaken their potential, because we all have it. Like, we don't lack anything. That's what I didn't know. And I had to go through the transformation to understand, is that I don't lack anything. And as I became more of who I was, and I really discovered who I was, and it's just this playground of Optavia, and I'm super, super grateful. And to awaken potential is, I can think of the people that have helped equipped me for it. And those instances has been when someone has been very curious about me, right? So to awaken other people's potential, I feel like what I, just to give you kind of a tangible, is I want to develop just this like deep sense of wonder about people. Do you ever just like wonder, like, why do you live where you live? Or like, how did you end up in the career that you're in? Or what does that tattoo mean that's on your arm? Like a deep sense of wonder. There's no judgment in that. It's just when we really get curious about somebody, it really increases our like empathy, our ability to care. And we can unlock and ask really great questions. And I feel as people have asked me those, it's like brought out this whole new of like figuring out who I am. And to put that in, I just can remember someone one day asking me like, I was a hygienist prior to being an Optavia coach. Like, I had always this like canned answer, like, Susan, why were you a hygienist? And I was like, oh, I heard it was a great mom job. I said that for years, right? Until someone said, no, but tell me more about that, Susan. Like, what were you passionate about? And why did you do the school and like put in the application? Like, what did you say in your interview to go to hygiene school that you wanted to do with that job? And I'm like, I don't know. I never really thought about my why of doing that. And then I said, it's because my mom told me it'd be a great mom job. And I realized, oh, well, that's because I didn't know who I was. I borrowed someone else's like identity for me for a season of my life, right? But until somebody became curious about me, they helped awaken in me who I am. And then I realized that's why that was not fulfilling for me. And I've been able to really pursue my transformation and, you know, what, and unlock that in myself. So, you know, I want to hand it back to you, JC, but I feel like I'm want to just share, you know, other than my own awakening after just hitting fat burn 5 days in, like, wow, health is possible for me. And wow, when I feel my best, other people get me at my best. And that was our clients experience it very early on, like an awakening, right, to what's possible for them. But I've been doing this now for over a decade. And I think the biggest awakening for me in the business side of things has been that I'm committed to the transformation process personally, but I'm committed to the transformation process with the people that we partner with. So much so that that is more important to me than people liking me. And I had a question this weekend from a coach that reached out and said, so Susan, like, how do I say no to this client that's a little demanding and have her not think that I'm mean? And this is like, I realized, like, I'm so grateful for my process. And I was like, you know what? I think she thought I'd have some magic fairy dust answer for her. I was like, you decide whether you're committing to the growth of that client and empowering them and to their transformation, or your priority is going to be that people are going to like you, that you're going to people please. Hence why your outfit had to match on a convention stage, right? Or your shoes. I mean, really, like, that is not who I am anymore. but that's the transformation process. And so I had to really decide that people pleasing, which we built a business off of that, first of all, not sustainable and definitely not scalable and extremely exhausting. And now to come back around as I've transformed to help other people commit to this process of committing to their growth, having the tough conversations. I mean, at the end of the day, I hope the people we partner with, clients, coaches, you know, they still like us, but that's not my priority anymore. And that's been because I had to go through it first and I've been able to pay that forward and assist other people through that. So Jesse, anything you want to add to that or let you take it away and share? I know I've watched you transform. I can remember the first time you got up on stage and it was like the JC show. I mean, it's still, we were joking about your gold shorts before we went live tonight. And you've always just been a fun, bright light in the Optavia world. But I know you've just got a heart of gold. You care about people so much and you care about this mission. And so I'd love for you just to kind of share what awakening potential and transforming means to you.
Awesome, Susan. And I just want to say to you, I'm just so proud of you. And I know that it doesn't matter, but I like you. It's not important to you, but I like you. Unbelievable. It was just really special to hear you go through that. First and foremost, you know, I'm just so honored to be here. You know, I just want to date myself a little bit. I've been doing this for 14 years. And the guy that kicked this thing off has been just redefined or just introduced to me and just let me know what mentorship was. Before I met Dr. Ray and Lori, I never accepted mentorship before. And it was a little bit of a bumpy start, but you know, I'm just so grateful that I have a life where I've been asked to come share in front of just the most amazing people in the world. And that they want to even know what I have to say, you know? I mean, so from a place of gratitude, unbelievable how far I've come, because 14 years ago, if I had an opportunity to talk, I would have just told you about how wonderful I was at the time that I was the least wonderful. So what's interesting, you know, Dr. A has mentored me quite a bit on this. I used to always talk about my past, my story. And I remember one time Dr. A said to me, he goes, JC, we don't need to know your old story anymore about this and that. I mean, even though it was funny and people got laughs and everybody comes up to me saying, you used to be like this, now you're like this. But what's interesting about this masterful transformation is I've now spent so much time in this new reality, not only in this new reality, but I've now spent so much time leading from the future that I've actually forgotten my past. What a trip that was. You know, when I started thinking about this idea of awakening, I said, I gotta go back and talk about some pivot points, and I discovered them. But guys, I mean, talk about change. I can't even go back and remember things. People are telling me stories of what I did 14 years ago, and I'm saying, are you sure that was me? And they're like, I got it on video, you know? And I'm like, ooh, that's not good. But pretty amazing, you know, and there's a lot to learn about creating habits in that. So one of the things that I want to share with you, there are four magic words. There are four magic words that I use every day to build my business, to explain my story. I empower. I know that we're going to have our Equipping You for Success training is all about getting a coach started strong, and we're going to hear about that. And I teach these four words to all of them, and it'll help me guide you through a little bit of my story. And those four magic words, you want to write them down because they're magic. Those four magic words are all I know is. Now think about it. If I say all I know is, then what I'm doing is I'm telling you what I actually know. Now, I used to tell you a lot more than I actually knew. I used to tell you things that I had no idea about, but I was a good talker. I was a sweet talker. But now I'm in this process and I'm living in this life where I only talk about things that I actually know, right? I know that when I first found this program, I mean, I could tell you a sweet story about it, but I was just a big, overweight, know-it-all doctor, right? So I didn't need to know about how to manifest health and all those things. All I knew was that I looked in the mirror and I was overweight. Frankly, I was fat and I was lazy and I was tired and I felt incongruent. So the first thing I saw, my first awakening, was the 5-in-1. That's all I could see. I couldn't see fat past it. As a matter of fact, they said, JC, what's your goal? And I said, what do you mean? And they go, what's your goal, right? And I said, 20 pounds would be nice. I couldn't see the 80 that I lost. I couldn't see it, but I needed to awaken. See, that's one of the things that our program does, is it actually brings us to this place where we can actually see things that we couldn't see prior. So I lost 80 pounds and I started off saying 20 pounds would be nice, right? So that was my first light bulb. The second light bulb that went off, and Dr. A, geez, I just can't stop thanking you enough. Guys, keep in mind, 14 years ago, when I went executive director, that night, I got a call from Dr. A and Lori congratulating me. I hadn't even met him yet. So we've come quite a long way. That was actually the first time I ever heard Dr. A and Lori speak to me. Congratulations, JC, on you going executive director. Wow. So the second thing is I went to my first OptaVia event, or I wasn't even at event, but somehow I got hold of a CD and I put it in my car. Now, for those of you that don't know what a CD is, or these round things that we used to put them in slots and play either music or video. It's pretty cool. We don't need those anymore, but it was called It's Not Your Fault. And that was heavy for me, guys. That was heavy because I needed to hear that. This is my potentially choked up moment here. You see, when you are a know-it-all, you actually don't know anything, but you're just protecting your position, right? And when Dr. A's message came to me, I hadn't met him yet, and I listened to that CD, it basically just said, hey, JC, when did you wake up and decide to be 80 pounds overweight and miserable? And I said, never. And it was the first time I awakened to the concept that there's something else going on. And I had never done that before. Dr. A, you guided me to see that there's something else going on that I wasn't even aware of. It's what we think we know that just ain't so that causes the problem. So that was my second one. I needed to hear that because then I really saw that my problem wasn't that I was overweight. My problem wasn't even all the pizza and the donuts that I was eating. My problem was why I was doing those things. That was a big awakening. So that magical transformation brought me to this place where I could see clearly now the fat is gone, right? So the idea of paying it forward was really tough for me because I was a doctor, right? No, I don't do that. I make great money, you know, while I'm getting divorced and I never see my children. I was working 85 hours a week, right? So when I thought about paying it forward, for me, it was just, you know, my mom, my dad, and people like this, I love the program and I just wanted to be more involved in it. And what was amazing about that is I realized in that moment that the greatest gift that we ever will receive, ever, and I was not accomplishing this at all. You know, I know that we have a doctor coming up here in a second. You know, people say, this is Dr. JC. And I go, just call me JC. Because I helped more people in a month doing this than I did in 17 years of practice. And to be honest with you, in 17 years, I didn't once help somebody create health, right? But I didn't know that until I knew it. So I started paying it forward and it was fun. It was the best part of my day. It was the best part of my day. And even though my life was falling apart, my health was improving. I was seeing clearer. I was forgetting less. And I was starting to notice that what was really, really going on. So that was unbelievable. So one thing I want to just share with you quickly, because we talk about the four components all the time, but I used to use like two components, one or maybe two components. You know, the first time I got the life book, I licked it. It wasn't food and I put it aside. You know what I mean? Because even though I was moving forward and people were saying, JC, you're transforming, I just had so much further to go, just like I do now. Just like I do now, right? I feel every day that I got to start over again and look, dream bigger and all that stuff. So the four components, I just want you to look and see that Dr. A created those four components for a reason. They are the mastering of the transformational mastery is all four, right? You take one of them out, you miss it. And then here's another interesting thing. I remember I was thinking, so Dr. A wants to get the world healthy. Why did he build into that system? Because I was totally sold on getting the world healthy. Dr. A, he would just say, JC, can you? And I said, yes, anything. And I had to be careful about that because I didn't even know what he was going to ask me. But I said, yes. So I was all in. But I used to wonder, if Dr. A wants to get the world healthy, why did he put the opportunity to become a coach in that? I couldn't see that. I didn't understand it, right? I was a doctor. I know everything. But I realized that that's part of the magical transformation. You know, he actually did his research and saw what it was that helped people lose weight, keep it off, and manifest optimal health. They made it a bigger part of their lives. I wasn't making it a part of my life. It was just a thing. So when I became a health coach, I mean, really became a health coach, not just taking care of clients, but leading from the front and integrating myself and paying that forward to other people, boom. Everything started to change. And it wasn't just me, and it wasn't just my clients, it was my family. And that was a little bit a while ago, but I started attracting the woman of my dreams back then and my future daughter as well. So one of the things that, you know, and then the other thing was the obstacle is the way. I gotta say that. I learned this obstacle is the way thing, and I read the book before by Holloway, but I never got it until Dr. A has this way of saying something and then you get it. He told me the obstacle is the way, but you know what? I looked in the mirror and I saw the obstacle. So just quickly, I just want you to see, I read this book recently. I read a book of a week now, that's a new change. And it's called No Mud, No Lotus. Just quickly, a lotus is one of the most beautiful flowers in the world and it smells beautiful, but it grows not only in mud, but smelly mud, right? Without the mud, there's no lotus. So I have no regrets of what I've been through. And I've enjoyed every step of the way. But I just want to say, for all of you that are listening and you're going to learn how to start a health coach properly, oh boy, it's so important. It is just so important to just hand the keys of potential and possibilities and opportunity to people. We don't get to decide when people are ready. If you look at my story, people waited for me to wake up. That's another part of our transformation is your job is to autonomous supportive, right? We talk about that. We meet people where they're at. And I thank God that Dr. A, I remember when Dr. A, I used to throw my stuff at Dr. A and he would just go, really? Okay. He never told me what to do. He said, all right. Because he saw where I was at and he knew that our program was going to do its magic. You know that professional golfers say you got to let the club hit the ball. That's the way this business. So when you learn how to start a coach, you know, and if you're a new coach, understand that. So I just close with this. This is Dr. A likes movie quotes, and this is from a song. It says, some people wait a lifetime for a moment like this. So right now, you're in a moment. You heard Susan, you heard me. We're going to turn it over. We're going to turn this over. You're once again in the jacuzzi experience. And I see the chat blow it up, and everybody's like, woo, we're going to get the world healthy and all that stuff, right? You're having a moment. But remember, if you take a moment and you sit on it, it's just a moment. If you take a moment and you act on it, it turns into momentum. And we are in full scale, all green lights momentum right now. And we are very, very fortunate. And thank you, Dr. A and Dan and Lori and Mary and everybody else that's had a role in this.
Great. Great job, JC. Susan, in fact, you know, just for everybody listening, I watch these young grasshoppers turn into great leaders. And Susan, I haven't had an opportunity to hear you in a little while, and your growth speaks in your words. And that's what this is about. This is about taking every one of you listening tonight and watching tonight and putting you in a position to take control of your health, your life, your well-being. And I have to say that the Habit Cell system, they didn't have the system. They had the book. They didn't have the system. The life book is a progression of knowing the strategy, which is the important thing to know where you're going, but more importantly, how do you get there day in and day out? It's not reaching the goal, it's how you transform yourself throughout the way. And these two leaders are incredible examples of that. So appreciate you guys very much. And what I'd love to do now is bring on Joanna and Jay Mitchell. How are you guys tonight?
We're doing great, Dr. Great. A, thanks so much.
Awesome, and, you got a big call. You got a big call coming up in just a little while. What you guys talking about tonight?
We do. We have a great call. And I just want to thank Susan and JC. I'm ready to sign up to be a coach again. Mm-hmm. And you guys with me, man, that was incredible. And speaking of signing up to be a coach, we are going to talk about how to start a coach strong. Super excited about this. Listen, I love coaching clients, but whenever you're able to get a message like we did today, we got a message from one of our coaches who recently they just decided to, she's actually a doctorate at a university, and she just turned in her notice today because she loves coaching so much, and she had more than doubled her income over there. And so now she's just wanting to coach full time. I love coaching coaches. We're going to help you step-by-step talk about how to launch a coach strong.
And I love what JC said. Our responsibility, our passion is to hand the keys of potential to people. Now, that's powerful. That is what we get to do when we give people the dignity of choice and we offer coaching to them. And now we are going to walk through tonight how to do this, how to start coaches strong. It's simple. And our first job is going to be to give people really big wins really quickly, just like how Dr. A made that possible for us in our health journey. Now it's our job to take that and make it possible for people as coaches. And so we cannot wait to spend the next 30 minutes with you. And we're going to pass the mic over to Dr. Brock and Holly.
Hello, guys. It's such a privilege and an honor to be here. We just wanted to announce that we will be discussing a matter of the heart this coming Wednesday with Dr. Joe Picararo, who is a vascular surgeon. I'm an internal medicine doctor, and my wife here, Holly, is a physician assistant. And I just wanted to go back to what Dr. Dornick said tonight. I mean, it affected me so much, him coming from a physician perspective, and that this is one of the most satisfying things he's done in his career, despite all of our training, all of our education, all the things we thought we knew. And so we've done this and we completely agree. We've had the same experience, you know, when we have the freedom of like laying down our pride. So thank you for edifying that, and that we've had that experience as well. Did you want to say more, Holly?
Yeah, we're just excited to talk about how Optavia is not only about losing weight, it's not only about looking good, it's about longevity. And that's what our focus is going to be, is cardiovascular and heart health on Wednesday. And then we'll also be hosting after that, we'll be hosting the Inspired, the Stories of Transformation, and Dr. Joe Picararo will be on with us again, because not only is he an amazing cardiovascular surgeon, but he also did Optavia as a client and had an amazing transformation. And we'll have one of our fellow coaches, Jen from Minnesota, she'll be on talking about her experience with Optavia. And don't forget that if you want reminders to always check in on the calls, on Mondays, you're going to want to text Optavia Coach to 99000. So go ahead and grab your phones now so we can get that on there so you don't miss these important, amazing, valuable Monday night calls with these amazing coaches that have been doing this for over a decade. And then tell your clients, your coaches, everyone on your team to text Optavia 30 to 99000 again to remind you of the Wednesday night call. And we're super, super stoked to be hosting this Wednesday and talking about how we're only transferring our bodies, our looks, we're transferring our heart health.
Awesome, Matt and Holly. Thank you for that. And welcome to our community coming on and getting you live out here to all our good folks out there. And it's interesting just to show you how authentic you are. I remember 15 years ago, so when I first met Dr. Picararo, and he was over 100 pounds, way, way overweight. And just today, he called me and had a question for me about renal health. And he was out and he was huffing and puffing a little bit. He just finished doing 15,000 steps. He's reaching down to his healthy weight. And that transformation, the community we've created, is not something you do for a little while. It's something we do forever, and it's becoming that. And you guys are going to help educate so many people, because we know with once we know what we need to do, we start doing what we need to do. That's how we become what we want. So thank you guys. Thanks everybody. I'll see you on the next call. God bless. Let's go get the world healthy. Good night.
This audio may have contained the personal testimonials of some independent Optavia coaches or clients of Optavia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. In addition, this audio may have contained income or earnings representations of some independent Optavia coaches. Optavia makes no guarantee of financial success. Success with Optavia results from successful sales efforts, which requires hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, and leadership. Please see the Optavia income disclosure statement for statistics on actual earnings of coaches under the U.S. compensation plan, which differs from the international compensation plan. Yours in health, the Optavia team.